The Chiefs were on the cusp of a shocking upset here at Heinz Field. Instead, this is a disappointed locker room as the travel party gets on the plane and heads back to One Arrowhead Drive. Kansas City had a great chance to shock the universe and upset the solar system and get a victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers. The first news, Kansas City got a lead in this game. For the first time in 494 minutes and 51 seconds of game clock, Kansas City had one of its best drives of the season to take a 7-0 lead, their first lead of the year. Jamaal Charles caps it off on a 12-yard run after Tony Mohiaki had a big 38-yard reception. Not only did the Chiefs have a one-possession lead, they got a two-possession lead. After a fumble by Ike Redmond of the Steelers, Kansas City was able to get a field goal from Ryan Succop. Then two special teams mistakes led to short field, 10 unanswered points for the Steelers. Then one of the craziest quarters in recent Chiefs history broke loose in the third quarter. Kansas City had two touchdowns taken off the board. A wide receiver screen to Dwayne Bowe, called back, TD, oops, holding on Kansas City. And then on maybe the most bizarre play of the year, Chiefs thought they had a touchdown on a fumble by Byron Leftwich after Kansas City had knocked Big Ben Roethlisberger out of the game on a shared sack with Tom Bahali and Justin Houston. The Chiefs think they've got another fumble. Justin Houston picks it up, runs for a touchdown. Chiefs celebrate and get a penalty in the end zone, but then they rule it. It was an incompleted forward pass by the official review. But the penalty still stands. The penalty doesn't go away. That gave Pittsburgh a first down. Then a couple other penalties, and the Steelers had a 13-10 lead. But then Matt Cassel looked like he was going to repeat what happened in 2009 when the Chiefs beat the same Steelers team at Arrowhead in overtime, when he hit Chris Chambers at that time for a big 61-yard pass on 4th and 15. He hits Dwayne Bowe on a 27-yarder. It looks like the Chiefs have a shot. They do. In fact, they get a field goal at the end of regulation as Ryan Succop gets it just inside the upright and over the crossbar. The Chiefs win the toss in overtime. But unfortunately, 2009 turns into 2012. An interception thrown by Matt Cassel. Lawrence Timmons, who was all over the field all night for Pittsburgh, returns it to the 5. A short field goal ends the game in the Steelers' favor. The Chiefs' defense maybe had their best game of the year, or similar to the game against Baltimore. Derek Johnson all over the place, double digits and tackles. Allen Bailey gets a fumble recovery, the second of his career. Eric Berry was making plays all over the field. And yet, it boils down to a loss here in Pittsburgh, 16-13 in overtime. Now Kansas City comes back to Arrowhead on Sunday for a military appreciation game, and I hope everybody shows up willing to show. Kansas City does this better than any team in the league, to show support for the military. It's just part of the culture for the Chiefs' kingdom. And I hope that culture shows up at Arrowhead on Sunday for Military Appreciation Day and the salute to service as the Chiefs host the Bengals. Disappointing Monday night game here. Kansas City will try to pull it off against Cincinnati on Sunday. Reporting from Pittsburgh, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs for KCChiefs.com.